This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. When the story of the abuse of Iraqi prisoners first broke, it came as no surprise to many that Seymour Hersh was one of the reporters who uncovered the scandal. Hersh first rose to prominence with his reporting on the My Lai massacre during the Vietnam War. In the 35 years since then, he's investigated Henry Kissinger, John F. Kennedy, and Israel's nuclear weapons program. Hersh has been the target of lawsuits, harsh criticism, and scathing reviews. But as NPR's Rick Carr reports, many of his fellow investigative reporters say Hersh is among the best in the business.
The adjective most commonly applied to Seymour Hersh is prickly. He's known for hanging up on people, though he politely declined NPR's request for an interview for this story. Passionate is another word you hear a lot. Steve Weinberg, a freelance investigative reporter and author who teaches journalism at the University of Missouri, says Hersh is an archetypal investigative journalist.
Hersh is one of the passionate, mercurial investigative types who often forms hypotheses early and then uses his considerable reporting skills to test those hypotheses.
Weinberg says Hersh has a good batting average over his 40-year career. He won a Pulitzer Prize for his reporting on My Lai and made waves with stories on Watergate, domestic spying by the CIA, and corporate malfeasance. Weinberg says Hersh is among the best in the business at turning up documents that support his hypotheses. Others say Hersh relies too heavily on anonymous sources.
Has he made mistakes? Yes. Any journalist who does that many high-stakes stories and has to depend on so many sources whose truthfulness cannot always be determined may be misled some of the time.
Hersh was misled in the early 1970s when he was reporting for the New York Times. He wrongly implicated a U.S. ambassador in CIA efforts to foment a coup in Chile. In 1981, the paper printed a front-page retraction that Time magazine called the longest correction ever published. By then, Hersh had left the Times. Scott Sherman profiled him last year for Columbia Journalism Review. Sherman says Hersh's departure had more to do with his personality than his reporting.
He would bully his sources on the phone. He would leave messages, and he would say to someone's secretary, "Tell so-and-so to call me back or I'll get his ass." And Hersh's colleagues at the Times newsroom would see this, and they would be appalled because Timesmen aren't supposed to behave that way.
But Hersh's aggressive approach paid off again after he left the paper to work on a book that was a scathing indictment of Henry Kissinger. Hersh then worked on a series of investigative books that were generally praised by critics but sold poorly. In the late 1990s, he set to work on a book about John F. Kennedy called The Dark Side of Camelot. Hersh reportedly acquired documents said to prove that the president had paid Marilyn Monroe to keep quiet about their alleged affair. The papers turned out to be bogus, and Hersh pulled them from the book before it went to press, but the incident and the book's salacious tone generated harsh criticism. Even Hersh's admirers say he may be his own worst enemy. Roy Peter Clark is senior scholar at the Poynter Institute School for Journalists in St. Petersburg, Florida. He says he's a big fan of Hersh's work, but, Clark says, Hersh undercuts the solidity of his reporting when he opens his mouth, especially on radio or television.
He's so damn grumpy, and he has such a revulsion to governmental and bureaucratic BS that he's kind of prone to a sort of overstatement on the air that I don't see quite as much in his written stories.
Hersh has long been accused of partisanship. He briefly left journalism in 1968 to work for Eugene McCarthy's campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination. That history and Hersh's personality have given members of the Bush administration ample ammunition with which to attack the journalist's most recent work. In March of last year, Pentagon advisor Richard Perle called Hersh, quote, "the closest thing American journalism has to a terrorist." Last weekend, Pentagon spokesman Lawrence Derrida attacked Hersh's most recent story, which alleges that high-level administration officials authorized the abuse of Iraqi prisoners as, quote, "the most hysterical piece of journalistic malpractice I have ever observed." Today, CIA spokesman Bill Harlow issued a statement that called the piece fundamentally wrong. But Hersh and his editor, The New Yorker's David Remnick, who also declined comment for this story, say they stand by the reporting. Rick Carr, NPR News, New York.